بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. We are in the discussion of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, namely Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas رضي الله عنه, the Sahabi who came from the relatives of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the clan of the mother, the blessed mother of جناب Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. We just discussed Sa'ad رضي الله عنه during the Khilafah of Umar رضي الله عنه. Just to return to the initial stages of the Islam of Umar radiallahu anhu. We all remember Umar radiallahu anhu embracing Islam. And there's a famous incident where Umar radiallahu anhu was asked by the mushrikeen, who would go and assassinate and end off Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one took on the courage except Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Now obviously he was on the other side at that time and he was marching towards the sinister plan. There was an individual who stopped him. History reports this event naming two men. One was a Sahabi by the name of Nu'aym bin Abdullah Nahham radiallahu anhu. Another report mentions Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. Maybe it could be two incidents. Maybe one on one occasion, the other on the other occasion, Allahu Alam. Or two were together. But look at the courage of this Sahabi radiallahu anhu, who asks Umar, where are you off to? He said, I'm going to finish off Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this Sahabi, in his worry and his courage, he wants to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he channels Umar into another direction. Where does he send Umar? You worried about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take care of your own home first. It's not that Umar radiallahu anhu's sister was not important as a Muslimah and his brother-in-law was not important as a Muslim. Obviously they are important, but it was to buy time to preserve and protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Umar radiallahu anhu darts in the direction of the home of his sister, Fatima bintul Khattab radiallahu anha, one of the earliest Muslimas who had embraced the faith, great Sahabiyah radiallahu anha, and her husband Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. And we know the incident. Umar radiallahu anhu hears the teachings, the ta'aleem taking place, the learning and the teaching taking place from outside the home. And he bangs the door and they realize it's Umar. Khabbab radiallahu anhu was teaching them, went to hide inside the closet. And afterwards, they open the door for Umar radiallahu anhu. When he comes in angrily, does he deal with his brother-in-law and sister? And we know the incident where finally this event became the means of the hidayat of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. Allah give every one of us tawfiq to establish the halqa of ta'aleem in our homes. Let's learn about these glorious sahaba radiallahu anhum. Let's inspire our children. Start with this kitab in our homes. Lives of sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hayatul sahaba. Let's make mutala'ah. Let's study this book. Let's read to our children and vice versa. And different books that we encouraged by our ulama, Siratul Mustafa, the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's make mutala of this kitab. Let's learn and teach with our children. Fada'ilul A'mal, 6 books in this one volume, so beautiful. The first volume starts with the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Then the second volume is about the virtues of Salah, and then the virtues of Quran. Then the virtues of Dhikrullah, such beautiful chapters wherein we become inspired. That's why this amal of ta'aleem in the home is a means of hidayah. This great Sahabi Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, one of the greatest Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the greatest of people that lived on this earth, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, one of the greatest of people, got hidayah through the means of, one is Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, the other is Nu'aym radiallahu anhu, and this halqa of ta'aleem. Allah give us all tawfiq. This is a mubarak halqa. When the halqa of ta'aleem is taking place in the masjid, participate in this halqa. Sit, learn something about our deen. Take the noor of the masjid. Then go home. Establish that halqa with our families. This will bring barakah. This will bring rahmah. This will bring malaika. When we enter the home with Allah's name, the shayateen and the evil jinn are barred from entry. But if someone enters the home not taking Allah's name, not making salam, this gives these shayateen and the evil jinn access. Sometimes someone just enters like that. The jinn get access, the evil jinn. And like that, there's corruption taking place in the home. Rahmah is diminished in that home. Now very, very importantly, when we establish the halqa of ta'aleem, what happens? The mercy of Allah descends. The rahmah of Allah descends. The malaika of Allah in throng. The blessings of Allah descend, and Allah mentions the people, the participants of this gathering, in a much greater gathering, the gathering of malaika. Listen to this hadith of Bukhari. نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. Sakina descends. Allah's mercy enthrones. Malaika surround the gathering right till the skies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the participants of this gathering in a much better gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about them in the gathering of the malaika of Allah. Imagine if one's name is to be mentioned in some, means of, portraying, like magazines and so forth, or newspaper, or some radio station. Someone would mention to others that, see, whose name is to be mentioned. One would feel honored by that. Allah give us all sincerity. Imagine our names be taken in the company of malaika by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Allah mentions you in the company of malaika when you establish and you participate in this beautiful halqa of ta'aleem. So the halqa of ta'aleem in the masjid, then this halqa of ta'aleem in the home. Our homes are being connected to masjid. Masjid is connected to Baytullah. That mercy, that protection of Allah that descends on Baytullah. Like when Abraha came to demolish Kaaba, how Allah protected Baytullah. Allah protects masajid. Allah will protect your home because it is connected to masjid. And then also these shayateen that entered will be dispelled. If it's dark, how to dispel the darkness? Switch on a light, the darkness is automatically dispelled. How to disperse the shayateen? How to chase them away? It is through the halaqa of ta'aleem, through bringing the malaika. And how do we do that? One great means is the halaqa of ta'aleem. Allah give us tawfiq. After Sa'ad radiallahu anhu took Islam into the Persian regions, this was something really glorious. It's so amazing to think about. That man who saw Bilal radiallahu anhu sacrifice, right in the initial stages, he saw the Qurbani and the sacrifice of Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu and Sumayya radiallahu anha. He saw the initial stages where Sahaba were being tortured and were being oppressed. And now he sees this condition where the ummah, where deen is prevalent to such an extent that the superpower of the world at that time has now fallen to its knees and have come under the mercy of Islam, and the people of Persia were coming into deen. And Salman Farisi radiallahu anhu, who knew these regions, who came from a prominent family, but he was not of the royal family. He would have seen this palace of Kisra. At that time he was Yazdajird, but the different Kisras, the Persian kings. Kisra is the title of a Persian king. From a distance his father would have brought him in his tender age. At this age of almost 200, Salman Farisi radiallahu anhu is entering and performing salah, and adhan is being rendered in the palace and the courtyard of the greatest worldly king at that time. And Allah Ta'ala brought them under the mercy of Islam and the people of Persia. Subhanallah. This was under the efforts and the rule and the commandership of none other than Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. From there he took Islam into regions, and he established this beautiful city Kufa on such a sketch, making the center masjid, establishing the homes of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and the tabi'een, and the great people who came to learn the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So these cities were established by Sa'ad radiallahu anhu. And then Umar radiallahu anhu instructed him to be the governor there, and he would teach the people and he would guide the people. But obviously there were certain people who caused fitna, and they tried to accuse Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, which hurt Sa'ad radiallahu anhu immensely. Among the things they accused him of was not performing salah correctly. This complaint was presented to Umar radiallahu anhu, and this was the nature of Umar radiallahu anhu. He would listen to every complaint, and he would give everyone a hearing, and he would then verify. It was this man who caused fitna, but obviously Sa'ad radiallahu anhu was totally innocent of this, because he narrates the hadith of the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would perform the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, afterwards he returned to Madinah Munawwara. Now when Umar radiallahu anhu leaves this world, he says that I would have appointed Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, because he didn't fall short in anything from his side. But he appointed 6 Sahaba radiallahu anhum to make mashura with regards to who should be the Khalifa after him. Amongst them, one candidate was none other than Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And anyway, Umar radiallahu anhu then left this world. Sa'd radiallahu anhu under Uthman radiallahu anhu, he was a great support for Uthman radiallahu anhu, helping Uthman radiallahu anhu all the way. And then also there's reports to say that Sa'd radiallahu anhu would travel for the deen of Allah, to teach the deen of Allah. He narrated so many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than 270 ahadith throughout the books of ahadith. Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrate, and he takes these ahadith to different places in the world. There's reports that suggest that under Uthman radiallahu anhu, Sahaba radiallahu anhum even reached China, and they went for trade, and Sahaba radiallahu anhum would travel for Allah's deen. They invited to Allah Ta'ala. Different historians describe the entry of Muslims who worshipped one Allah, who searched for the time looking at the sun, who prayed to Allah, who didn't surrender or bow down to any image. Historians of those regions at that time document the description of Sahaba radiallahu anhum coming there, spreading the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Up till now, there's a masjid standing firm under the name of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then it's alleged that a grave is there under the name of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, but it doesn't seem so authentic, because the preferred view is Sa'd radiallahu anhu is buried in Medina Munawwara, and he left this world in Aqiq. But that could be one of the offspring of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, because Allah blessed him with many children, and there is a great possibility that he himself went there, because he would travel for Allah Ta'ala's deen, or it could be one of his offspring. But it is proven in history that one great Sahabi, Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu, very great Sahabi, Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu, went to China, and he also passed away in China as well. That is Thabit bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is one Thabit bin Qais. Now there's another Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu anhu. That's another Sahabi who we'll discuss soon, inshallah. But this Thabit bin Qais, his grave is in China. So Islam reached the four corners of the world through the efforts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, because they traveled to liberate humanity, to show humanity the path of justice, to show humanity the path of truth, to show humanity the path of Islam, to show humanity the path of salvation. Let's make dua for our Muslims who are suffering, the Uyghur Muslims especially in China, people who are being forced and suppressed and put into camps and being brainwashed to turn away from Islam. Allah Ta'ala help them, and help their offspring, and help their families, and help their children. Allah Ta'ala protect and preserve the deen in them. Let's make lots of dua for them after every salah. Let's pray for our Muslim brothers in the four corners of the world. These brothers, these people are being forced to forsake the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And how many of them are remaining firm? Really, it is very, very sad. You can research this matter and make dua for them. Allah Ta'ala help them. Shukr to Allah Ta'ala. There is one Kalguzari we heard about, Maulana Siddiq, who's running one beautiful school in Bangkok, where he has 1200 students, alhamdulillah, male and female, completely separate, and the results of these students are so good that even the government asked them to write the board exam, because their results are so good, where he said that we'll only come and write this exam if there's a complete parda section for the woman, where no male should come there. And imagine, alhamdulillah, they accepted. So Allah Ta'ala accept his efforts. And wherever Allah Ta'ala is preserving and protecting his deen, really we have to make effort of iman, worry about our iman, and make dua for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the four corners of the world. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu narrates an amazing hadith. This is documented in Musnad Ahmad, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and he said, أَوَّلُ مَنْ يَدْخُلُ مِنْ هَذَا الْبَابِ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. The first man to enter from this door is a jannati. And who entered? None other than Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah, Abu Ya'la reports this hadith. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a man who would enter now is a jannati. And
Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said that every one of us wished that some of our relatives would enter first. Someone from my family, each one felt this way, hoped and anticipated like this. When Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu came in and entered. Allahu Akbar. So imagine the status of this Sahabi radiallahu anhu. Even in one hadith, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a jannati would enter. And that hadith, it happened three times. And then Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma requested to stay with him to learn from his qualities. There's another amazing hadith narrated by Abu Umama radiallahu anhu. He says, we sat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was teaching us, reminding us to such an extent that our hearts became so softened that we cried immensely. Then Sa'ad radiallahu anhu said, Ya laytani mittu, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wish I had left this world already. Because he was very ill in the past and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him and he got cured. Anyway, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Sa'ad, Ya Sa'ad, in kunta lil jannati khuliqt. When Allah had made you from the people of jannat, meaning when you are a jannati and you're doing the works of a jannati, فَمَا طَالَ عُمْرُكَ أَوْ حَسْرُنَ مِنْ عَمَلِكَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. As long as your life increases and your good deeds increase with it, meaning every day you are doing good deeds, meaning you are serving deen, you are striving for Allah, you are increasing in ibadat, you are increasing in nawafil, you are increasing in dhikrullah, you are increasing in tilawat, you are increasing in attending the masjid, even better, earlier, and you are increasing in dawat, you are increasing in serving deen. As long as your life prolongs and your deeds increase, it is better for you. فَهُوَ خَيْرُ لَكَ. It is better for you. Why? Because these are the investments of the akhirah. The more we invest for the akhirah, the better it is. So this is one of the hadith that comes to us through Abu Umama and Sa'ad radiallahu anhuma. There's an amazing hadith. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, make dua, Allah answer all my duas. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ اللَّهُ دَعْوَةَ عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يَطِيبَ مَطْعَمُهُ. Allah will never respond to a dua of one until his eating is pure, meaning halal. Allah give us all tawfiq to make sure that our eating is pure and halal. And Sa'ad radiallahu anhu is famous for this. So many duas he would make for people and their duas would become accepted. The people feared if Sa'ad radiallahu anhu's baddua came, they would be in trouble. There was one occasion where there were two people arguing. So Sa'ad radiallahu anhu came to help and he found these people disrespecting Ali, Talha and Zubayr radiallahu anhum, obviously in their absence. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu stopped this individual. And he said, I would not stop. You just mind your own business. So Sa'ad radiallahu anhu says, then I would make bad dua for you. The man says, you threaten me thinking that you're a Nabi, tuhaddiduni ka'annaka Nabi. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu went, he made wudu, he performed two rakat salah and he said, oh Allah, this individual, you know what he is doing. He's harming and disrespecting such people who are your beloveds. قَدْ سَبَقَ لَهُمْ مِنْكَ سَابِقَةُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah, you have guaranteed them Jannat. You have granted them the greatest of statuses. Oh Allah, this individual is disrespecting them. Make him an ayah and a lesson, a ibrah. Just then, one huge camel comes out from some kraal or farm and no one could stop it. It entered the midst of people and it took this individual and it pulled him and tore him apart until he died. Where everyone ran behind Sa'ad radiallahu anhu saying to him that, oh Abu Ishaq, Allah responded to your dua. So there's so many occasions where Sa'ad radiallahu anhu's duas would readily be accepted. And Allah accepts everyone's duas, but every one of us learn this nuskha, this anecdote from Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, wherein we make sure what we eat is halal. Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah says that during Qadisiyah, this explains Sa'ad radiallahu anhu's du'as, that Sa'ad radiallahu anhu was badly wounded and there were sores throughout his body. So there was a man from Bujayla who said in poetry, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَظْهَرَ دِينَهُ وَسَعْدٌ بِبَابِ الْقَادِسِيَّةِ مُعْصَمُ فَأُبْنَى وَقَدْ آمَتْ نِسَاءٌ كَثِيرَةٌ وَنِسْوَةُ سَعْدٍ لَيْسَ فِيهِنَّ أَيِّمُ. Didn't you see Allah give victory to his deen? And Sa'ad is there by the door of Qadisiyah, meaning by the entrance. When we returned home, many, many women were widowed. But the women of Sa'ad are not widowed. Anyway, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu felt hurt by this. So he said, oh Allah, protect us from the harm of this man's tongue and his hands. That's all Sa'd radiallahu anhu said. Oh Allah, protect us from the harm of this man's hand and tongue. Allahumma kfina yadahu wa lisanahu. Look at Allah's love for his beloved Sa'd radiallahu anhu. Sa'd radiallahu anhu just uttered this statement. An arrow came from nowhere. It came from somewhere very strange. No one knew its whereabouts. Where did it come from? فَجَاءَهُ سَهْمٌ غَرْبٌ. It came and it struck him and his hands became paralyzed. This was the power in the statements and the utterances of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. Sa'd ibn Malik ibn Uhayb radiallahu anhu. During the days when there were trials, it's reported that Sa'd radiallahu anhu abstained from every fitna. He continued serving deen, not getting himself involved in any fitna. He continued teaching deen, serving deen, worshipping Allah Ta'ala. It's reported in Sahih Muslim that his son Umar comes to him and he was with his camels doing some service, and he said to him that there's different candidates for imara, for leadership, and you still here? So he said, oh my beloved child, Ya Bunay, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّ الْعَبْدَ الْغَنِيَّ الْخَفِيَّ التَّقِيَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that individual, that banda who is independent, الْخَفِيَّ, and he is concealed, he quietly continues with the work, الْخَفِيَّ, he continues serving deen silently. He continues serving deen silently, quietly. He doesn't stop. He continues with the worship of Allah, with the ibadat of Allah, with the service of deen, and he doesn't involve himself in fitna and trials, and he doesn't cause fitna. At-taqiyya, and he has the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. This is what Sa'd radiallahu anhu said. Inna Allah Ta'ala yuhibbul abd al-ghaniyya al-khafiyya at-taqiyya. So we learn this lesson from Sa'd radiallahu anhu, that we should not cause fitna and we should not stop serving the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We should continue the service of deen. We should be mafatih lil khayr, keys to good wherever we go, and maghaliq lil shar, locks to evil wherever we are. And we should not be instigators of fitna, those who kindle and entice fitna. Mafatih lil shar, keys to shar and evil, and locks to good. That's what we shouldn't be. We should take the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Sahaba radiallahu anhum did, wherein they spread khair and rahmah and mercy wherever they were. Ali radiallahu anhu praised Sa'd radiallahu anhu and Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhum, saying that there's a certain status and position that Sa'd bin Malik and Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhum hold, that if it is incorrect where they stayed away, it is minute and little. But when it, certainly it is good. And when it is good, إِنَّهُ لَعَظِيمٌ مَشْكُورٌ. It is a great deed, staying away from any fitna, mashkur, and it is certainly appreciated where they stayed away from any fitna, and they didn't harm anybody, but they continued serving Allah Ta'ala's deen. They didn't stop in the service of Allah Ta'ala's deen. Even when his son came to him and said, there's 100,000 swords, you know, ready to defend, and you have the status and the position to be that ruler. He said, oh my son, leave those 100,000 swords. Give me one, that if it strikes a mu'min, it won't harm him and won't afflict him in the least. This was the response of Sa'd radiallahu anhu. That is, he doesn't want to hurt and harm any mu'min at all. This is his taqwa and his consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. Who came to him? Hashim bin Utba bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. This was his nephew, his brother's son. From the many ahadith that Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrated, just a few, one of the ahadith that he narrated is the hadith where he taught the ummah the dua after the adhan. Sa'd radiallahu anhu heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that after hearing the muadhin, the one who recites, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raditu billahi rabba, wa bi muhammadin rasula, wa bil islami deena. The one who recites this after the adhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him his sins. This is a hadith of Sa'd radiallahu anhu. Another interesting hadith, he narrates about reciting the Quran with a melodious tone. sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man lam yataghanna bil Quran falaysa minna." He who doesn't try his best to recite the Quran with a melodious tone is not of us. So we learn to strive to learn the tajweed correctly and improve in our tilawa and read the Quran in the best tone we can, according to the tajweed rules. This is because we read Quran for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest means of gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness and love is through the recital of the Quran Kareem. One amazing hadith Sa'ad radiallahu anhu narrates is wherein he says that وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأُوَّلُ الْعَرَبِ رَمَى بِسَهْمٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. I am from the first of the Muslims to shoot an arrow in the path of Allah. Then Sa'ad radiallahu anhu says, وَلَقَدْ كُنَّا نَغْزُو مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. We would strive in Allah's way with Janabi Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَمَا لَنَا طَعَامٌ نَأْكُلُهُ إِلَّا وَرَقَ الْحُبْلَةِ وَهَذَا السُّمْرِ. The only thing that we had to eat on many of these journeys, after all the food was now finished, we only had this mighty leaves and from the leaves of the berry tree. Nothing else we had to eat. So we had to suffice on leaves whilst we were striving in the path of Allah. No other food there was available. Hatta inna ahadana la yadau kama tadau shatu. That one of us or each of us would go and relieve himself and with excreta similar to that of a sheep, meaning particles that cannot even be combined together, small particles coming out from the stomach because there's no food and no nutrients. And then he says, then Banu Asad, some people in Kufa, then try and blame me in regards to my deen. He says, what a loser would I be if that is the case, that my deen is not intact. Meaning he's saying that definitely my deen is intact. What they are saying is incorrect, that I do not perform salah correctly. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala save us from ever disrespecting the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala help the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because really, certainly, it is through the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that deen reached the four corners of the world. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu said, Jama'a li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abawayhi yawma Uhud. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned both his parents to me in Uhud. Meaning he made a statement, Fidaka abi wa ummi. This is just repeating what we discussed at the beginning, this hadith. In one hadith, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, Irmi wa anta al-ghulamul hazawwar. Shoot in Allah's way. Shoot the arrow in Allah's path. You are that youngster who is brave and prime in your youth. O Sa'ad radiallahu anhu. One of the amazing advisors of Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, he said to his son Mus'ab, Ya Bunay, إِذَا طَلَبْتَ شَيْئًا فَطْلُبْهُ بِالْقَنَاعَةِ. O my son, if you seek anything, seek it with contentment. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ لَا قَنَاعَةَ لَهُ. If you do not have this quality of contentment, meaning be happy and satisfied with the lot Allah has allotted to you, if you do not have this quality, لَمْ يُغْنِهِ الْمَالِ. You can have all the wealth in the world, it will never avail you and it will never suffice you. Subhanallah. What an advice he would give his child. And this is what all of us need, to be content. In the wealth of this world, in the things of this world, we should be content. And in the investments of Akhirah, we should aspire more. Sadly, Allah forgive us, in regards to deen, we think we have enough. Our tilawat of the Quran, we think we did enough. Our striving for Allah, we think we did in the past, it is okay. Whatever little we learnt in our childhood, we think that is enough. But the companies that we own, the bank balances that we continuously open, the phone that we continuously renew, our vehicles that we continuously purchase anew all the time, that we do not suffice and we do not feel is sufficient for us. We continuously want to increase in those aspects. But actually, in things of the world, we should have contentment. And in the affairs of the Akhirah, we should aspire for more. And this is what Quran says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Hasten towards good deeds. Hasten towards the works of the Akhirah, the works of Jannah. Vie with one another towards those things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So what a life Sa'ad radiallahu anhu lived, of serving deen, staying away from fitna, striving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was in the year 55 Hijri when a great Sahabi, Arqam bin Abil Arqam radiallahu anhu, that Sahabi where the first madrasa was established in his home, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established the ta'aleem and the madrasa there. Allah make our every home a madrasa,
and a place of deen, a place of nur, a place of hidayah. When he passed away at the age of 80, in the year 55, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu performed his janazah salah. And then not long after that, a few months later, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu went ill and he was laying down on his son's lap. His son's name was Mus'ab. كان رأس أبي في حجري. My father's blessed head was in my lap and he was leaving this world. So I cried immensely. فبكيت. So he says to me, son, what makes you cry, O my beloved child? Ya Bunay, don't worry my son. Allah will never punish me. Allahu Akbar. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُعَذِّبُنِي أَبَدًا وَإِنِّي مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never punish me. I am from the people of Jannat. Look at Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, that Sahabi who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him guarantee. That Sahabi who is one of the Ashara Mubashara. That Sahabi who is one of the greatest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who saw Islam from the initial stages, right till the time when it reached the prime. What a great Sahabi radiallahu anhu, who stayed away from everything that was incorrect and he participated in everything that was correct. What a guarantee that I am Jannati, Allahu Akbar. And this is the condition of Sa'ad radiallahu anhu and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Then he said that Allah rewards the believers for their good deeds. Inna Allaha yudinu al-mu'minin bihasanatihim. وَيَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيَّعَتِهِمْ. Allah rewards them for their good deeds, the hasanat that they did for Allah. And Allah wipes out their sins. فَعْمَلُوا لِلَّهِ. So serve and strive and work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, but the disbeliever, Allah doesn't reward him for his good deeds. His good deeds becomes a means of lessening a little burden, a little bit of the punishment. But obviously that good deeds become extinct after that. Then he is told, seek the reward of your deeds for those who you did it for. Because obviously they didn't do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their deeds cannot save them from the punishment of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all tawfiq. Give us all tawfiq to serve deen. Like Sa'ad radiallahu anhu and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Allah give us tawfiq to respect the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu would not tolerate anybody disrespecting the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Allah save us from disrespecting them, because then our lives would be ruined. Really, we need to learn more and more about the beautiful Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.